probably never experienced that, but at least I have from time to time, that that actually happens. That that those experiences of carrying our Christ presence out into the real world teaches us things like endurance and patience and grace and mercy. Secondly, we learn to walk in the Spirit. We get up every day with a choice. How will I live my life today? Will I live my life today paying no attention to the one I'm apprenticed to? Or will I live my life today beginning and striving all day long, knowing I'm not going to get it right quite often, but striving my best to live into who He's calling me to be, to walk in the Spirit? The Spirit gives us gifts for the support of the church. The Spirit forms in us fruit of the Spirit. Remember that from first of the year: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and whatever the other one was. Temperance is self-control. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. There's nine of them. But notice it's not fruits. It's a package deal. It's fruit. All of those things being formed in us. And then finally, make the choice to be an apprentice, to learn from the Master. That is, to do what He did, to learn to pray and learn to serve and learn to celebrate and learn to see the world and see the people in it with passion, compassion, mercy, and grace. So I want to give you an invitation. This will be the strangest come to Jesus invitation you've probably ever heard, but it's what I got. Most of you, most everybody in the room, there may be some exceptions. If you're an exception, you come see me after, we can talk about it. Most of you in the room have been part of the church your whole lives. You've been around the faith, you've been around the church, you have absorbed much preaching, endured perhaps might be the right way to say it. Teaches endurance, remember, that's a good thing. And it's entirely possible that no one has ever said, you know, this is about being transformed. This is about, in an apprenticed relationship with Christ, becoming as much like Him as we possibly can. My invitation is this: take that step. Make a choice. And as I said, over the next 5 weeks, we'll talk about some practices that will help you to reinforce that, to strengthen that, to go a little deeper with that. What do we do when we don't get it right? Those kinds of things that we're going to talk about. I have a promise for you. I don't think I've ever made a promise to you like this before. If you make the choice to engage, 6 weeks from now, you'll be on a journey from which your life will never be the same. And it's a great journey. All right? Questions? Here's your chance. Did I get it? All right, let's pray. Lord God, for your grace this day, we thank you that you have made us new, and that you are making us into new creatures every moment of every day. Lord, your claim and your call and claim to us is not just to believe, but to engage and to become apprentices of yours, to live the life that you lived according to the values and the priorities, the focus that you lived. Give us the mercy and grace to be the people you've called us to be. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.